upbeat. Prague is the richest city in the former Eastern Bloc, says the Swiss bank UBS in its annual index of the richest cities in the world. For the second year in a row, the Czech capital has an edge over Ljubljana, the Slovenian capital, which ranks 43rd on the index, while Prague is 41st. Linda Mashteliš reports.
Prague ranks above them all, above Budapest, Bratislava, Warsaw, Riga, and even above Ljubljana, according to the data collected by the Swiss bank UBS, which ranks cities according to prices, incomes, and purchasing power. Of all the post-communist cities of Central Europe, the highest standard of living is afforded to residents of the Czech capital, Prague. The global UBS index has granted Prague the status for the second consecutive year, ranking the city 41st, just behind Singapore. Marius Dragomir, a Romanian who resides in Prague and travels extensively in Central Europe on behalf of the Open Society Institute, explains why the Czech capital is such an attractive place.
There is a large offer of almost everything you can think of. I'm thinking here about all these movies, theaters. Then you have a very big competition on the sports activities. You can basically do anything, again, at a very good price. And then, of course, Prague remains a great spot for food, restaurants, a great offer if we are not talking about the restaurants in the tourist centers, which are sometimes ripping off tourists. But otherwise, it's a great offer of almost everything. And what is also great for the city is that it has attracted over the past maybe 10, 15 years a lot of foreigners here, which makes it a very diverse city. And I would also add that it's one of the safest places that I've seen so far. In the past years, I hear about some more problems with the pickpocketing, some robberies, some thefts and so on. Still, the city remains, I would say, a very safe place.
Affordable and increasingly diverse, Prague is also a hub for international companies operating in Central Europe. Its niche is partially geographic, in a stable zone of Central Europe, well connected by air and railways, and thus a logical center for foreign companies to set up shop. Foreigners like Marius Dragomir, who has lived in Prague for 6 years, have an increasingly easier time navigating the city.
But I think what is really great in Prague is the fact that you can orientate very well. The city is very easy to handle, if I can say so. First of all, the public transportation is wonderful here, and this was one thing that I noticed when I came here some 6 years ago. Then in the past years, the city has developed a lot in terms of offering what I would say like good services for good price. Over the past years, I've seen that everything in Prague became a bit more expensive than it used to be some years ago, but it's not probably such a big difference. However, what I want to stress is that it's really like, I would say, affordable for everybody to enjoy almost everything.
While the UBS index indicates that there is still a significant difference in the living standards between Prague and nearby Vienna, for example, which ranks 21st on the index, the Czech capital is on the right path.